This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eaton is with us. News in a flash. Rich, just want to mention that I believe that the food shortages are going to be absolutely positively real. And I'd like to suggest that our class consider buying cans and dried pasta and food that will keep for a while so they can ride out this storm. Obviously, our class needs to plant a garden. If you haven't done it, start it immediately and experiment. Even though it's not the right time, experiment with buckets and seeds and get used to growing, because I believe your life may depend on it. Rich, back to you.
Absolutely. We've been talking that for 11, 12 years just together, Vince. Never mind other radio programs that we've
Rich,
been on.
Rich, during the break, I ordered... Class, you can order cans of food. You can get it from a Chinese factory outlet. You can get cans of corn, cans of green beans, cans of baked beans at still a really low price as compared to what I believe it's going to be. And, Rich, you know, I forecasted that the price of beef would drop starting now. And because farmers are selling cows in panic mode. And I told you privately that the price that we would get for a cow would be between $1.60 and $1.80 per pound, live weight. 40% of that cow is usable meat, and so the rest is the middlemen and the retailers hiking up the price that you pay at the store. Well, I said that because of the drought, because of the hay conditions, because of the extreme heat, that farmers can't feed and can't water their cows in many states. In the United States, and they'd be forced to sell, and they were forced to sell, and the price of beef would come down. And then several months later, like after the winter, it's going to go back up, way up. Well, it's coming down right now. It is coming down. It's probably one of the very few things that's coming down in price, other than housing, which was overinflated anyway. But the price of beef is coming down, and it'll continue to come down for a little bit longer, and then it's going to go really high. That's my forecast, and it's happening as we speak. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, farmers don't have the ability, like the welfare for the rich programs of the central banks, to print money out of thin air, do fractional reserve lending, and stock buybacks. You know, farmers don't get jobs by politically correct group identity politics. You know, they have to produce, unfortunately. All right, folks, I'm still... Man, am I behind, so please bear with me. I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts here. Over 1,000 scientists and professionals signed formal declaration that there is no climate emergency. Do you remember last week I gave you an article from the UN back in, a long time ago, basically saying all this, we have 10 years and the world's going to end. I've given hundreds of those articles. Remember, like in Glacier National Park with the glaciers were going to be gone years ago, and they had to take the signs out, all that stuff. You know, the coast would be underwater, and all the elite are buying coastal oceanfront homes. I mean, it's an unbelievable scam, folks. It all depends on if you're willing to be bought and paid for. Next, Air Force chief recruiter was ordered to illegally discriminate against white men, and Vanguard is now holding an internal anti-white diversity training course to teach white men how bad they are. Look, this is what I've talked about this. I even talked about this in the beginning of the program when Vince asked me that question. When you don't earn a job, when you You bring no value to the table. What you're doing is you're giving free lunch to the elite. You're changing the rule of law with precedence because you're making useful idiots basically go into this hoax, thinking about their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and then they feel entitled to play the victim group status card. And then they demand to lower the bars of the standards and expectations for a job. So work is now delegitimized, and the elite corrupt bring in things like MMT and UBI, which is modern monetary theory and universal basic income, and they put you on some type of corporate, big corporate or government beer money, which means you're barely surviving. Now, do you think, folks, if I made an announcement right now and I said, okay, Schwab's, the Gates, the Bezos, the Bidens, Pelosi's, Romney's, Kerry's, you know, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Soros, Kissinger, Bush's, Cheney's, all born on third base. Now the American people's going to confiscate your money. You're not allowed to have over $1 million net worth. Where the great majority of these names and many more are white and male. You think anything's going to happen? No, it's all BS, folks. It's a war against the poor and middle-class white males so the elites can pass on their wealth, their cash, their businesses, their lands to their children, to their kids. Even, I've mentioned this before, Malcolm X hit a home run when he talked about the white liberals, especially the wealthy white liberals, and how they're posers, and how they control blacks through, I'm going to use his words, I've paraphrased it a lot, and I've quoted him a lot, through tricks, deceit, hypocritical behaviors, use them as political footballs, false promises, sellouts. That's what they are doing. Don't believe this white, anti-white, or anti-white male. Because all the big names like I've given you just now and many times before, they are hypocrites and double standard. Everything they do is a hoax. And this is why there's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting behind all of the information, especially out of the mainstream media. Okay, top items purchased from the IRS. You should be very scared. This is just a four-year period between 2015 and 19. Ammunition, $3.5 million. Personal armor, $3 million. Other, $966,000. Glock 9mm, $855,000. Surveillance van, $855,000. Ballistic shields, night vision binoculars. Look, they are basically creating an army of brown shirts, folks. I'm not trying to scare you. In a way, I am. But you have to be aware of what they're doing. This is a consolidation of power, money, and control. This is a takeover and a takedown by the world's elite. Next, USA has third highest murder rate in the world. But keep in mind, this is what data and statistics can do. And the left and the Democrats and the traitor Republican rhinos do the same thing. Unless you subtract the five biggest Democrat-run metropolitan cities, then we're 189th out of 193. You see how they can do that, folks? We have to be. This is why we have to read between the lines. Okay, what I'm going to do here because of time, I'm going to move on to healthcare. I'm going to rattle through as much information as possible, and then I'm going to go into general news. I have economic news. I have so much I'm not going to get to. This is what happens in the beginning. I go into details, and I run out of time. So here we go. I know I speak in code sometimes, folks. Please bear with me. My job is to give you information and wake the people up. 27-year-old high school varsity basketball coach dies unexpectedly of cardiac arrest. 27. Next. 16-year-old dies suddenly after suffering cardiac arrest while playing frisbee with family members. I could do the whole broadcast with just those articles, with the time allotted. That's how many people are dying. You know how many people are dying? I'm going to get to it in just a second. Yale is grooming children as young as 3 years old promoting puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender reassignment. The word evil is not appropriate enough with what's happening in this country. Next, Canada is approving boosters for children 5 to 11, but yet Denmark won't even allow anybody under 18 to get the death jab. Canada's gone full Lenin, Hitler. It's bad, folks. It's really bad. Next, Fauci and friends are now working on Spanish flu gain of function. I think we all know what gain of function is, folks. It's basically to weaponize diseases and make them worse. Do you believe it? All of these things that we've talked about Fauci, all these hundreds of articles on what he's done, but not just gain of function, and he's allowed to run free. That shows how no one in government is doing their job, folks. The government and the big corporations have combined forces. That's part of the fascist system. Next, federal judge dismisses Maine lawsuit against Democrat Governor Janet Mills and several hospitals over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Dismisses. How many articles have we given of death, heart attacks, strokes, destruction, immune system deletions? How many articles have we given of hospitals and clinics and physicians who took the money for a COVID diagnosis or a remdesivir protocol or putting people on a vent? It's hard to believe, folks, we're living in the twilight zone, and unless we speak up, it's going to get a lot worse. Next, most of the food recalls during the pandemic are actually foods being diverted to government storage bunkers for the elite and government workers, folks. People, I get these articles published in the public domain. Don't make any of this stuff up, and I do this for many reasons. Chile is one of the highest COVID vaccination rates in the world. It also has 95% ICU bed occupancy and highest excess mortality. This is what happens when the elections are rigged and you bring in a socialist, communist president. If the powers that be want world depopulation, a.k.a. murder, this is what happens. Remember I said a few moments ago how many people a day are dying of COVID vaccines? You want to know? 10,000 people a day are dying from the COVID vaccines. Worldwide fatalities likely larger than the Holocaust. 10,000 people per day. Did you hear that, folks? That was on naturalnews.com. Look it up. Next, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admits major COVID-19 mistakes, plans to restructure the agency, calling it a reset. With all the misinformation, all the deletions from their website, all the hiding of murder, they just get to call it a reset and restructuring with no accountability? Think about that, folks. Next, double-vax New Zealanders, 7 times sicker this year than pre-COVID. 7 times. Next, Pfizer is funding Facebook's fact-checking partner. You hear that? Pfizer. Next, 44% of pregnant women in Pfizer trials suffered miscarriage. Depopulation, folks. Yes, young children are now prescribed dangerous bipolar antipsychotic drugs that causes neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Next, every single mandate must be removed and vaccine injuries should be able to sue, says...
Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, my apologies. I did not make the announcement that Rich does not take calls on Thursday, because he has more information than he can get through. So I just want to apologize to those of you who have called in. We can't take calls on Thursday. Rich, back to you.
All right, Vince, thank you. Before the break, folks, the music came in. I don't know if you heard my last article. Basically, this is a quote from, or paraphrasing, Governor DeSantis in Florida. He says every single mandate should be removed and vaccine injured should be able to sue. Look, the reason why I brought this up is because everybody, even the mainstream media, people can't hide it. The independent media has been talking about this for 2 years. All the information is out there. Everybody knows it. Hardly anybody is dumb enough to take the death jab, okay? What President Trump needs to do, and I know a lot of people, that's the biggest complaint. President Trump, I think, has a hard time admitting he was played. He was duped. He was infiltrated by traitors all around him. And basically, I don't know if he's getting advice from his attorneys that he could go to jail if he admits anything wrong. Is this a setup? I don't know. But President Trump has to come clean and admit that he was played by Fauci and company, because it's not going to go well, because the powers that be, from Fauci to the World Economic Forum to Klaus Schwab to the UN, all these platforms that were pushing this agenda, now the ordinary Americans and people around the world can see that this is a bioweapon. assessment. It's even in their, that term is even in their, in their paperwork, as per Karen Kingston and others. All right, what I'm going to do, folks, I'm looking at time here, so I'm going to, I know I talk in code as the program gets further to the end here, but I want to mention, I like to mention economic articles, and I just pulled a few out. I'm not going to get to them all, obviously, to show you that the powers that be are keep bragging about how great the economy is. I want you to be the own, to be your own judge, okay? And here we go. These are all published articles in the public domain. The average U.S. household pays 47% more for electricity than a year ago. 47%. Now, you got to remember that the CPI, they don't want you to include food and energy and things. There's a reason for that, folks, so they can pull the wool over your eyes. Next, Biden transition energy czar tells poor people to buy solar panels. Look, I live off-grid. I have solar panels. But most poor people don't even own. They rent. And people who are behind on their mortgage, look, everything is going south for the poorer people who own homes. Okay, delinquencies, bankruptcies, all this stuff, is foreclosures, they're all increasing dramatically. I've talked about all that stuff. Last thing people are going to do is buy solar panels. They may buy food, but they're not going to buy solar panels. Next, 41% of commerce gold vanishes overnight. 41%, folks. Remember last week I talked about silver vanishing, physical. So we have to ask ourselves, are the elite hoarding silver and gold because they can see the fiat dollars collapsing? I think we all know the answer to that question. Next, while Pelosi, and I'm being very nice because that's not what the writer, the author, called her, had you distracted with her trip to Taiwan, Biden signed Executive Order 14067, moving the U.S. to Klaus Schwab's social credit green digital currency system. You better be aware, folks. Look, this is what happens. We're living the consequences of political correctness. This is what happens when you go year after year, decade after decade of not saying anything because you're afraid to be on a list or you're afraid to be called a name or something. We cannot be afraid, folks. They've taken down the U.S. And if we don't speak up and do something about it, and I don't mean violence because they want us to be violent. They want us to be called domestic terrorists and all this other crap because they're desperate and they need chaos, infighting, race wars, civil wars. They need it because they can't use facts. They don't even want to debate, and I'm going to talk more about that if I have time. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital, and physical security. clarity, platform integrity, and content moderation. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and local leaders have issued statements after a suspect who shot two Oklahoma County deputies Monday, killing Sergeant Bobby Schwartz. The other officer is in stable condition. Deputies were serving an eviction notice at a home when gunfire rang out. Suspect Benjamin Plank was arrested after a short car chase. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A California father is fighting back after he and his son were escorted off campus by a police officer for not wearing a mask. This is no longer about science, as the CDC has dropped most COVID-19 mandates. The father, who identifies only as Sean, says he has a medical background and worked extensively in the healthcare industry. Sean and his son were confronted by police Thursday after Principal Michelle Williams called police from Terkoff Elementary School in Mountain View, California. Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It was to create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich, just to clarify. The average across the United States electric rate went up 47% in 1 year. Is that right?
That's correct.
It's unsustainable. Absolutely unsustainable.
Well, I remember last week, Vince, I mentioned 47% increase. I just remember that number in eggs, the cost of eggs.
Right. And I've been maintaining for a long time that the inflation rate is not 8.x or 9.x%. I've been saying it's well over 25%, and here you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the very least, go to shadowstats.com, John Williams, and, he makes it very clear with lots of evidence that if you went back to how we looked at inflation and CPI just a few decades ago, you can see the manipulation by by design. All right, folks, I'm going to finish up more economic news, and then I'm going to go to general news, and I'm just going to whip through as much as I can. Border crossers awarded healthcare-free cell phone upon arrival in New York City. I want you to think about that, folks. They're literally, if you do something illegal and you're unvetted, you get awarded for it. And healthcare, when people get free healthcare, or they can drive vehicles and they don't have to pay for health or car insurance, you pay for all the excess costs through cost shifting. Okay? I've given many examples in detail over the years on that. Democrats are the enemy of the middle class, absolutely. Basically, mortgage lenders are now starting to go broke because loan volumes, because of increased interest rates and people going broke and increased delinquencies and bankruptcies and foreclosures. So basically, we're going to see, you heard me use the term margin call. When people max out their credit cards and max out everything to pay their bills and the music stops and everything comes down, people basically are fire selling everything to pay those bills. That's what we're about to see, folks. Next, U.S. oil inventories are depleting quickly. Folks, this is so dangerous. So if we get attacked by China or whomever, how come Chinese exchange students by the millions got exemptions from the jab? Have you heard some of these articles I've given you? I do not give an opinion. I give published articles in the public domain. Next, half of U.S. companies gearing up for layoffs. 52% of companies already enacting hiring freezes. Look, I know the Biden administration says we're not in a recession, but two down quarters of GDP, that's exactly what a recession is defined as. And I know this is why they're always redefining words and censoring things. Next, nearly 5 million illegal immigrants crossed border during Biden administration. So basically unskilled labor, jobs in general, food, housing, rent, it's all going to go up because that's called supply and demand. When you bring more people in, the poorer people, the bottom 93%, has to basically struggle to survive in all those different areas and way more. Next. America unhinged, tyrannical Biden administration seeks to jail Trump before November polls. Why is that article there? Because MSNBC has told their viewers that civil war is here and America needs to prepare for actual violence. The powers that be have to hide their crimes. There's even information coming out that Ukraine was using chemical warfare, not just biological warfare with the U.S.-funded biolabs, not just money laundering, not just what they're doing, the evidence with kids. There are so – how about all the vaccines and all the people dying? I just gave you an article, a bullet point from that article, 10,000 people per day are dying from the vaccine. Don't you think they have to do something drastic to hide these crimes, folks? At the very least, steal the 2020 election. That's why I spent so much, a little extra time on that today. If you don't believe me, go to frankspeech.com. Speech is double E. And look, at least look at your state. All 50 states gave a presentation of proven election fraud. All 50 states. Please. Don't take my word for it. Epstein-related judge recused himself from Trump RICO case, then signed the FBI warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago. You just can't even make this stuff up. Even Peter Strzok has come out of hiding and gave an implication that Trump has a Russian passport. They just say stuff. They just throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. And this is part of the diversions and distractions, folks. So you look over here, and they do something nefarious over there to basically consolidate more power and control, usher in more tyranny, and take away your freedoms and liberty. Next, U.S. Marshals draft federal sanctuary policy to release criminal illegals. Look, even our U.S. Marshals are now tainted. The whole country is tainted. every organization and institution. I don't make this stuff up. I don't brand them. It's published articles in the public domain with proven facts, proof, and truth. Next. Radical Soros-funded Massachusetts U.S. attorney threatens Americans who oppose genital mutilation of children, and they're going to call it a hate crime. So if the powers that be and CPS take your kids, and your kid's a little innocent kid, and they get basically brainwashed into changing their gender, you could be arrested now for a hate crime if you step in. Welcome to America. You have no parental rights. Adult mutual consensual sex is now officially off the table. Next, crying Capitol Police officer Aquilo Gonell, pardon my pronunciation here, is humiliated as he's caught in lie after lie after lie under oath and most likely committed perjury regarding January 6th. Is there anybody willing in government to tell the truth anymore? Is there anybody? Just, we need whistleblowers, folks. We need heroes. If we don't have them, we're going down. Virginia Middle School knowingly employed a convicted sex offender for several months before he got the pink slip. Several months, knowingly. YouTube suspends Steven Crowder again over interview with Trump-endorsed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. For those of you listening in Arizona, if Carrie Lake and Masters and all the people that I mentioned before doesn't get in, you better move because your property would be worth less. Even Katie Hobbs is afraid to debate Carrie Lake. Look, folks, when the powers that be refuse to debate and go into their basement like Joe Biden did, that means the fix is on. It's going to be stolen. Because these people don't even want to influence you anymore. They don't even care what you think anymore. Next, China taking over the United States, massive land grab for the Great Reset. Same with Bezos, same with Gates. Those are the three big purchases of land. Next, IRS whistleblower says billionaires, and I'm quoting, are laughing at you as Joe Biden's plan targets working middle class with audits. They're laughing at you, says an IRS whistleblower. We need more whistleblowers. We need more heroes. Next, court rules. This is some good news here. Taxpayers can sue IRS for violating constitutional rights on data collection. Well, unfortunately, most Americans can't afford to hire a lawyer to do that. Next, judge blocks military from discharging Marines who object to vaccine mandate on religious grounds. The Air Force did the same thing. Pass it on. The Army and Navy, all Coast Guard, everybody should be doing this. Next, Twitter whistleblower reveals company hid extreme egregious deficiency. Look, we've talked about all the bot farms. We've talked about this. Basically, it's a propaganda machine to make you think one person is, or 10,000, one person is 10,000, okay, or vice versa. They basically want to brainwash you and selling you the narrative. That's all it is. It is MK Ultra, mass formation psychosis. We talked about all this stuff. That's why I mentioned a lot of the psyops. PSYOPs is behind almost everything, folks. Next, California bill to seal felony elections of most ex-felons after 4 years passed the Senate. So basically, they're saying that if you're a criminal, your records are going to be sealed and no harm, no foul. That's California. And sexual propaganda displayed all over the walls of a fifth-grade classroom at the United Nations International School in New York City. You got to be nuts to not be homeschooling your kids right now. I know it's more costly. I understand that. But how many articles have we given, published articles, about what they're doing in schools? Look, and teachers are barely speaking up because they care more about their paychecks, their pensions, and their benefit packages. Same with pretty much all government workers. The Guardian columnist is calling for regulating free speech. Well, that's illegal. It's in our Constitution. It's in our Bill of Rights. Millions fought and died for that right. Next, over 100,000 digital first responders recruited by the UN to push establishment COVID narrative. Look, that's part of the bot farms. That's part of the bought and paid for trolls. They don't want truth. They don't want evidence. They don't want proof. They don't want facts. It's all propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, false flags. We've mentioned thousands of these specific pieces of evidence. Next, climate crusader Spielberg's private jet burns $116,000 in fuel in just 2 months. So, look, we got to have practice with your preach laws. How many times have I mentioned double standards and hypocrisy? When you have people who are fighting for climate change, basically they're not practicing what they preach because they're not worried, and they're buying property on the ocean front when the ocean was supposed to envelop the land, who knows how many miles in. They're not practicing what they preach. This is just a tool to bring in tyranny and eliminate your freedom and liberty, and of course incorporate fear along the way. Documents show Biden White House was involved in the Trump criminal probe. Go to Breitbart.com. It's right there. Next, FBI field office chief during botched Whitmer plot was moved to the district that covers up Mar-a-Lago. Can you connect the dots here? U.S. News report, FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago investigation ran Russiagate. Can you see how it's the same people? You have to ask yourself, were these FBI agents from the top coerced that they better find dirt or make up dirt or plant dirt on President Trump or else they're going to be arrested? Do you think it's possible? Next, Border Cross is awarded health care for free. Okay, I mentioned that already. Folks, I've got so much more information. What I want to do next week, Vince, is next week, I want to talk about how stupid the powers that be think we are. And I'm going to look at the article.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, about
about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To the time when you spend all of your waking hours preparing, your fall preparedness time, so that you can, you know, survive the winter and get into the next growing season. So I think it's great that you want to talk about how stupid the people who run the show think we are, and what we should do about it, and how we should prepare. I think we're in so much trouble. I don't think the GDP has any clue as to how bad things are getting. I don't think they understand.
Well, Vince, we have to realize that a lot of information people get off of big tech or social media is mostly used for self-incrimination purposes, okay? You can really easily read between the lines when they, whether it be Fauci, it doesn't matter who it is. You can see how the powers that be build them up. They care more about manufacturing. This is lawyers, judges, politicians, bankers, all these people who are pushing the vaccine, the fake vaccine, everything. They're more concerned about manufacturing their perception of self-importance and their self-interest and their self-preservation. It's very easy to see. And all you got to do is, let me just wet you whistle with a few articles here on how stupid they think you are. Man who thinks candy is healthier than meat to advise White House on nutrition. You can't even make this stuff up. ABC News chief investigator reporter says Americans who are angry over Trump being raided are neo-Nazis because Merrick Garland is a Jew. This is how stupid they think you are. CBS blames climate change for the increased number of fat kids. Look, all this climate excuse propaganda is so the powers that be can print money, bail out banks, consolidate power, money, and control, bankrupt the bottom 93% of wealth, bring in tyranny and freedom so they can centralize everything and create a police state. there's more reasons behind climate change. But just look at these articles. I just gave you three articles, Spence. Just three articles. I mean, do you really believe anything that comes out of the mainstream media, Washington, D.C.? It's all, everything is a hoax. All of it is, there's no legitimacy. And the people are saying this. I read the comments. I see the polls. People don't believe a word. They're even admitting to the bioweapon. So, Vince, what do you have to say?
Rich, I was watching a clip. Actually, two clips. One with the president saying, in his own words, that we have zero inflation. I heard him say it. He just said it yesterday. Zero inflation. Right after that, the vice president said the same thing. Who in the right mind would believe that? And here's the problem that we're having in the United States. Actually, we have a lot of problems. But one of them is a credibility crisis. Absolutely. No one believes, well, almost no one believes what is coming out of the White House. In 1976, I was hired by a company, and it was a Fortune 100 company. And they used, we manufactured world-class products. No question about it. We were the best. The best of the best of the best. No question. In this particular niche market. And the CEO, the president of the company, came up with a marketing slogan, and he used the word value. And it was, our company provides value in its products. And let me define what value is. And this is germane to what you're talking about. It's value means exceptional quality for the price. It means durability, long-lasting, dependable, repairable, worthy of purchasing. It's the exact opposite of cheap, inferior, second-rate, cheesy, disposable, and embarrassing. Okay? So we made products that were considered the highest value. We've gotten away from that. We have gotten away from value. And we have turned toward features. We have turned, value has been displaced, replaced, and pushed aside and bludgeoned by cheap, inferior, second-rate, cheesy, disposable, and embarrassing. It really has. That's the opposite of what America used to stand for. We used to make the best of the best of the best. Now we don't make anything. But you can get products from China, which are cheap, inferior, second-rate, cheesy, disposable, and embarrassing. And this is all brought to you by the people who have taken the bribes and who have been blackmailed. That's how it happened. We have destroyed our educational system, and our children don't even know. There's a guy who works for a university. And he was walking through campus. I know this guy. And he said hello to a couple girls that were students. And they said, meow, back to him, and they licked their arms. This is what we're raising in universities today. Exactly what you talked about weeks ago. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.